Nomura's Laser Digital brings institutional fixed income to Euler Finance. Laser Digital, the digital asset subsidiary of Japanese banking group Nomura, is partnering with Keyring Network to build institutional-grade fixed income products for decentralized finance, with the first market set to launch on Euler Finance. The plan was shared publicly by CoinMarketCap on September 3, 2026, citing the three firms. The move puts one of Japan's largest financial institutions directly into on-chain credit markets, an area that until recently was dominated by crypto-native firms and a handful of tokenized treasury issuers. The three parties and what each brings. Laser Digital is Nomura's crypto venture, launched in 2023 and regulated out of Dubai. It runs trading, asset management, and venture arms, and it carries the balance sheet weight and institutional relationships of a bank that has operated for a century. Keyring Network supplies the compliance layer. Its technology gates access to on-chain pools based on verified credentials, so that only permitted addresses can interact with a given market. That is the piece traditional institutions have been waiting for. A bank cannot lend into an anonymous, open pool, but it can participate when counterparties are screened and permissioned at the smart contract level. Euler Finance is the venue. Euler is a lending protocol that lets anyone build isolated, customizable lending markets rather than pushing every asset into one shared pool. That modularity is the reason it fits here. A permissioned, institution-only fixed income market can exist alongside Euler's other markets without forcing changes to the base protocol. Euler rebuilt and relaunched after a $197 million exploit in 2023 that was later fully returned, and it has since focused on this kind of configurable market design. Fixed income is the point. Most institutional crypto headlines this year have been about spot trading desks and exchange-traded funds. Fixed income is a different target. It means predictable bond-like yield instruments, the kind of product that pension funds, treasuries, and corporate cash desks actually allocate to at scale. On-chain, that translates into structured lending and credit markets, where the yield comes from real borrowing demand rather than token emissions. Nomura's involvement signals confidence that these markets can be built to a standard institutions will underwrite. Nomura's Laser Digital is not the only bank circling this space. Earlier the same week, Standard Chartered opened an institutional crypto trading desk in the UAE, and a group of banks has floated plans for a joint dollar stablecoin. The direction is consistent. Regulated finance is moving execution onto public rails. The compliance gate matters more than the yield. The technically interesting part is not the interest rate. It is the permissioning. Keyring's role is to embed identity and eligibility checks into the market itself, so compliance is enforced by code rather than by a gatekeeper sitting off to the side. That design solves the problem that has kept regulated money out of open DeFi. An anonymous lending pool exposes an institution to unknown counterparties, sanctions risk, and regulatory liability. A pool where every participant is pre-screened removes those objections while keeping the settlement and transparency benefits of running on-chain. If this template works on Euler, it is repeatable across other protocols and other asset classes. The read for crypto users. For everyday crypto holders, this is not a product you will click into. These permissioned institutional markets are, by design, walled off from retail. The relevance is second order. More institutional capital flowing into on-chain credit tends to deepen liquidity and stabilize yields across the broader ecosystem, including the stablecoin rails that many crypto cards settle against. It also strengthens the case that public blockchains are becoming settlement infrastructure for serious money, not just a venue for speculation. That backdrop matters for anyone who spends stablecoins day to day, because the assets sitting behind those balances increasingly touch the same on-chain markets that firms like Nomura are now entering. Crypto prices were broadly higher on the day the news landed. Bitcoin traded at $77,710, up 1.3% over 24 hours, with Ether at $2,398 and the market in greed territory at 72 on the Fear and Greed Index, as of September 3, 2026. The reaction was macro, not a direct response to the announcement, which is typical for infrastructure news that plays out over quarters rather than hours.